Well, good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show. It's Monday. It's going to pretend that it's Sunday, part two. Coming up in about 7 minutes or so, we've got your chance to win NBA 2K17. This game's for, like, the coolest thing ever. I like to play basketball in video games because I can't really run, and I'm not that tall.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wish I was a baller.
You live through those.
I do. All right, this story is scary. My wife went to Louisville this past weekend and did some zip lining inside of a cave somewhere. I was like, hell no. Two things. First of all, I don't want to go into a cave. And second, I do not ever want to actually go zip lining. Well, this is a scary story about a cave. A 19-year-old Indiana University freshman is recovering after he was abandoned in a cave for 3 days.
Nope.
Not 3 hours. 3 days. This is insane.
That is so scary.
Lucas was left behind during a beginner's trip.
Lucas!
I hate to be in the advanced trip. Beginner's trip to a Sullivan Cave with the university's caving club after he was separated from the group and locked inside the cave.
Jeez.
The freshman separated from half the 12-person group during a difficult portion of the cave, but failed to meet up with the other group and discovered he'd been locked inside the cave upon returning to the entrance. He said, quote, I was very confused and pretty scared. It took me a little while to wrangle my emotions and sort of approach things analytically, sensibly, to come up with a plan to survive.
Can't imagine.
He said, this is what he did, Alex. He licked moisture off the walls and licked crumbs from inside of his Clif Bar wrappers that he still had.
Oh my gosh,
to survive.
Baby.
He was trapped inside the cave with no cell phone service. His parents actually filed a missing person report after they texted him and got no response.
Wow.
After 3 days, he says that he saw light coming in from outside and quickly rushed to the gate to find the caving club leader had arrived to unlock the gate and rescue him. He said, the guy who locked me in the cave, who actually physically turned the lock, was the same guy who unlocked the cave and got me out.
How weird.
Club leaders wouldn't explain exactly how he was left behind, describing the issue as a sensitive legal matter. Yeah, because your ass is about to get sued!
Jeez.
So there's another fun reason why you should never, ever, ever go into the cave. Just something to think about right there. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Okay, Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I work downtown, and you guys are downtown too, right?
Yeah,
we're downtown, Indy, yep.
So I feel like I'm going mad here, but every day around the same time, I hear a crazy noise. It kind of sounds like a chainsaw or, I don't know, a power tool strangling a cat.
What?
A power tool and a cat? Like, something like that?
Yeah, don't make me do it.
Do it.
Yeah, do it. We need to hear from the expert.
I'm anything but an expert. You guys know what I'm talking about here?
No.
Honestly, no. I mean, have you guys heard anything? I haven't heard anything.
I don't hear. You're saying you hear it downtown?
Yeah, the downtown area, it's like...
And around this time, how long have you been hearing this?
I don't know. A few weeks, I guess. I haven't really been thinking about it.
Wow.
I'm not always sober when I hear it, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
Oh,
don't
God.
Tell us that.
Yeah, don't tell us you're hearing voices, too. That's not good.
Okay, so wait, hold on. Let everybody be quiet, and I want to see if I can hear it, okay?
Okay, everybody, 3, 2, 1.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't hear anything either.
Mike, I think maybe you're crazy, man. There's no noise.
Maybe.
All right, Mike. Well, thank you for calling in and giving us that chainsaw cat update. We appreciate it.
What?
I don't know. I mean, Joe and Alex Show tweeted us if you heard that. That was kind of random, but...
All right. I don't know.
All right, cool. All right. Yeah, it's the Joe and Alex Show.